Europe Fertilizer Update, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Sylvia Traganida, and with me today is Andy Hemphill, Senior Markets Editor for Sulfuric Acid and Potash, and Annalise Porter, Senior Editor. They're going to tell us about the outlook for the sulfuric acid market as year-end looms and trading activity has picked up the pace. So Andy, what's driving the increased activity in the global acid market?
Thanks for having me on, Sylvia. Well, after a year that was characterized by low prices, negative netbacks for Asian producers, and some quite unusual trade patterns, global sulfuric acid pricing is gradually ticking up. Granted, we're not out of the woods yet. The coronavirus remains a serious issue, but downstream demand from fertilizers and chemicals especially has definitely improved, and consumers are growing more confident and comfortable with the new normal that we're all enduring. That's led to buyers in nations and regions such as India, Southeast Asia, Mexico, and Brazil to approach the market, as they're kind of trying to beat the uptick a little bit and to secure acid tons before offer prices climb much further. That said, spot supplies are very tight in Asia at the moment, and with 2021 annual contract talks occupying much of producers' attention, spot purchases this late in the year could get a limited number of offers and likely at higher prices than some buyers could be comfortable with.
I see. So how are the annual contract negotiations going then, Andy, for 2021?
Well, talks have been ongoing for some time, Sylvia, but they're definitely taking a bit longer this year. This is largely due to a lack of face-to-face conversations at industry conferences. In Chile, which is a key market for sulfuric acid imports, we'd usually have some information on a firm settlement level by now. Currently what we've heard settlements complete in the mid to high 50s per ton in dollar terms on a CFR Melihonis basis. Some sources talk to us and they tell us they're a little bit higher than that. Settlements maybe in the 60s per ton, but there's still a lot of business to be concluded. So we're probably at least a week or 2 weeks away from having a firm number for 2021. What is interesting is it appears more buyers in Chile have been planning to fix their supply tons on a quarterly basis rather than the usual fixed 12-month annual price for Chilean imports. Although with acid prices firming, as I said previously, this could well be a short-lived trend. We've also seen some 2021 contract activity in Japan and South Korea. We know that LS Nikko, a big supplier out of South Korea, last week they closed a tender for 150,000 tons of acid, contract tons, where awards were heard in the low double digits on a positive FOB netback basis. It's not yet clear precisely where those settlements are, but they're definitely north of zero in dollar terms, which after a year like 2020, when at one point you had a South Korean acid offer price of minus $25 per ton, it's no doubt welcome news for some producers. But we'll wait to see how the talks finish up.
Of course. So turning to Annalise now, what's the latest in the US? How is supply and demand looking there?
Yeah, so the U.S. is finally moving toward a place of supply balance since Rio Tinto's Kennecott smelter has finally come back online. This is after being offline or mostly offline for almost 8 months. It restarted at the end of October and now has supply available for buyers throughout the country. Looking at contract negotiations for 2021, they're early on still. A lot of the market waited to start talks in earnest until the smelter came back online, so there wouldn't be a huge question mark right in the middle of their discussion. So far, sentiment for next year is looking a bit bearish since supply is expected to be balanced long. Smelter contracts are definitely looking lower, especially for rail. Truck buyers are looking a little bit more protected, but that's always the case. Sulfur burner contracts are looking softer as well, though not as much as the smelters. One thing we'll keep an eye on next year is Setco's California terminal, which was a lifesaver to the western U.S. this year during the surprise Kennecott outage. It'll be interesting to see how many cargoes move through there next year when it's more of a normal supply situation. And that's about all I have, Sylvia. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Annalise. And thank you for explaining that, Andy and Annalise as well. So please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Sylvia Traganida.